Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining me. My name is Rita Moore. I'm a psychic medium connecting with those who have passed over. And tonight I would like to keep the readings between 5 and 10 minutes in length, and also I'm not legally able to answer medical questions. With that said, we do have an open forum for many different topics, so relax, grab your favorite beverage, and on with the show. Recently, I know it's been in the news for a long, long time about the missing little girl, Kaylee Anthony. And one thing, kids have always been very near and dear to my heart, and now we have another little girl in, apparently, also Florida missing, Haley Cummings. And so I noticed that today they have decided to call psychics in regards to where is this missing child. When I first, heard about this story, I thought, wow, you know, this is not the first time a child has been snatched in the middle of the night from their home. But I found the circumstances around that somewhat disturbing, especially in light of the fact that, you know, it's not a two-story home. It's not a house that has wings. So how can someone walk in there without somebody waking up and saying something to the effect that, who are you? So with that in mind, I would like to at some point discuss this tonight with some of our callers. And when I'm not on the phone, the lines are open. When I am on the phone, that's when you may or may not get a busy signal, but we certainly have more than one line coming in. One of the things that struck me about this case was the fact of the 17-year-old young lady who was in charge of, well, basically she is the significant other of the child's father. And one of the things that struck me was that supposedly this child was sleeping in the same room, not in the same bed, but in the same room. Now, I don't know about anybody out there. Now, there have been times when I've slept the sleep of the dead to where, you know, it could be a very physically active day and you just kind of conk out. But I thought to myself, wow, how could someone come in the room and just take this child without this child making any noise or anything like that? From a personal perspective, I do feel that this child is not in the area. I do feel that whoever took this child has taken her definitely out of the area and possibly out of state. I do not feel her energy locally, at least not at this time. I'm hoping and praying that they do find her well and intact, because it is very heartbreaking to see parents get on national TV and have to, with heart-wrenching, you know, pleading and begging to bring their baby girl home. So with this in mind, please just keep this little girl in your hearts and in your thoughts and definitely in your prayers, so that she may be, you know, be one of those who is brought home safely. So in any event, I have recently gotten something through the email that was very interesting to me. And one of those things was, it's called the Salvaggio frequencies. Now, I have done a lot of reading and studying over the course of time, and what I found is that there was basically, what was happening was that I have never encountered this particular area, and so I did a lot of research on it, and what I found was that there seems to be frequencies of different megahertz that actually are tones. And they equate to the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la tones, and they're all on different frequencies. Now, you play these tones. Now, they do have what they call tuning forks. And what happens is they play these tones, and in that event, each tone will resonate to a certain, I guess, area of the brain. And what they do is they deal with different areas of your body, of your brain, which I just found really fascinating. So I started working with it pretty recently. They definitely have some free downloads to where you can listen to these tones. And what I found was that I could not listen. The one that I downloaded was about 9 minutes long. And what I found was that I can listen to it for approximately 30 minutes. I mean, I'm sorry, 30 seconds. Basically building up to different, you know, frequencies. I think there's a total of 6 different frequencies. And when that happened, I realized that I became different. In other words, to start it, I started listening to it. My first reaction on the first level was laughter. I started to laugh, and I just felt a lightheartedness, peacefulness. Then the second level was that of a lot of energy. And I thought, wow, this is terrific, you know. So if you happen to, you know, get on the internet and look it up, it is called Solfeggio. It's S as in Sam, O-L, F as in Frank, E-G-G-I-O, frequencies. And I think that you'll find them really interesting. It's something different. And I think you'll enjoy it very much. Now, I know that I'm having a little bit of a phone problem tonight, and that is why probably some of these calls are not coming through, because we've switched phones around a little bit due to technical difficulties, and so therefore what is happening, some of the calls are not coming through. In that event, hopefully we can get this, you know, worked out, and so what I'm going to do is we'll just keep on going, and then hopefully we can get the thing resolved. Alrighty then. Another thing I would like to talk about is basically, here recently, I've noticed that a lot of growth has been happening lately. People who have been intuitive are starting to come into what I would consider a higher vibration of their energies, meaning they're becoming more sensitive to the psychic energies. And I've had several clients calling me this week and asking me if they literally lost their minds, because they're starting to get certain different effects of things. And in other words, I believe that everybody has psychic ability to some extent. Some are more prone to that than others. It's just like you have an individual that may have a natural musical ability. Well, I think that, you know, technically, if we can all learn how to play an instrument, it's no different with a psychic ability. You use it, you work it, you refine it, you define it. And what I have experienced here lately is that basically what is happening is I can feel a huge shift in energy, and clients and different people have called and asked about this. And I don't know the actual reason for it, except to say my personal take is this. I think basically we're all relative to one another. In other words, one way or the other, we're all interconnected. And I do believe that with the advent of the new president and his basic fundamental beliefs on how he wants to run this country, I think it's given a lot of people hope. And so because of that, even though things on some levels are crashing and burning, people are losing their homes, so on and so forth, it's almost as if the old order is crashing and burning, and hopefully we can rise like Phoenix out of the ashes and become better, stronger from the experience. Hi, this is Sophia.
Hey, hi, Rita. This is Faith, and I've never called you before, and I was wondering, do I ask a question, or do you read and t- tell me what you get, and that's it.
Sure. You go ahead, Faith.
Okay. I'm just wondering, there's a guy I work with, and we've been friends for about 3.5 years. I'm wondering if there's any more to it than that, or if it'll just stay that way.
Well, let me put it to you this way, Faith. I feel like he's content with the relationship as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, he's not really making any effort to take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I believe that, you know, I will not tell you what to do, but I can suggest that think about what you would really like to see in regards to this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know, if something about it is not serving you, and if you haven't communicated certain things to this person, then all I can suggest is do so. You know, communication is great, but
mm-hmm.
you know, how you communicate is up to you.
Mm-hmm.
If part of this relationship, but I can tell you this much, he's not going to make the move.
Okay.
He's perfectly content with the way things are going.
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
Yeah, it does. It does. I think then it'll probably stay that way. Because I think he's shown interest with some other women I work with, and I would assume that, you know, if you are interested, he would, and if he's not, he won't.
I don't think he's disinterested, Faith. I think he's interested in you, but I don't think he's interested enough to take it to the next level.
Okay.
You know what I'm... Yeah, I think he's, like I said, he's very content with the way things are. And I don't know what the next level would be. You see what I'm saying? It depends on where you're at. It could be, like, for instance, some people agree to see each other, but they also agree to see others, too.
Mm-hmm.
But then
mm-hmm.
it goes to the level where you just want to exclusively see each other. And the next level could open up a whole different area. It doesn't necessarily have to mean marriage. It could mean, for instance, living together, for one, or perhaps something to the effect that says, well, I know you're the person I really want to spend my life with, so therefore the time is not right for me now for whatever reasons, but I want to stay with you, I want to work on this, and maybe next year we could look at taking this to something better, you know? So, but I don't feel he's going to do that, honey. So, you know, that's where you have to make up your own mind as to whether the status quo is serving you at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Alrighty, sweetie.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much.
You're quite welcome, Faith.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye.
In any event, like I was saying, so now we have a lot of shift in energy. And I know for, my gosh, from the 1970s, I can remember hearing about 2012. And I find it interesting that, you know, everybody's saying we're accelerating, and exactly what does that mean? I think that means, as a human race, that we're truly starting to evolve even higher. We're starting to realize that certain things no longer serve us, and a new order is at hand. Good evening, this is Rita. How can I help you?
Hi, Rita. This is Letty.
Well, hi, Letty.
How are you?
Talk about crawling out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Girl, I missed that laugh. Well,
yes.
Miss Letty, how can I help you tonight?
Actually, I'm only calling just to let you know that I am so very proud of you.
Well, thank you.
I miss you so, so much, and that I love you, and I always will.
And I love you, too, and you know that. And
I know.
How is Selena doing?
Actually, she's doing pretty good. She's my drama queen.
Well, that we always have to have one in the family, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
What I wanted to know is how is she doing with her psychic stuff? I know you had said she really took to reading palms.
Yes, she is. She's very interested in it, and she has been looking at books for that.
Mm-hmm.
She loves it, and she really, really wants to get into the tarot cards, but you know her dad. So trying to get them here in the house is a different story.
Well, there is a deck called the Inner Child Card.
Mm-hmm.
They also have another. There's several children-oriented decks.
Okay.
That she can use, and if you just email me, I can give you a list of some of them.
Okay.
You know, and also another thing, there's a lady by the name of Joan Bunning, B-U-N-N-I-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
She actually has an online tarot course, and
oh.
It's all free.
Cool.
And yeah, just type in her name, Joan Bunning online tarot, and it
mm-hmm.
should bring up a list. And it's actually an excellent, excellent site, especially for beginners.
Oh, well,
I mean,
good. I hope I'll let her know, because she's into it more so than I am, or when I was younger. But it's like it's drawing herself to it. I mean, she's drawn to it very much so.
That's great.
And even the little one. The little one is kind of following in the same lines also. She's not as intuitive as Selena is, but she's coming into her own as well.
Well, you know, I have two sons, and one is technically psychic, and the other one is very intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that there is a difference. People don't understand that. Some people don't, but there is definitely a difference.
Yeah.
And it's like the intuitive one, he sort of knows basically what to do about a situation instinctively.
Right.
There's not too much of a guessing game there.
Mm-hmm.
The psychic one can actually read people's thoughts.
Right.
You know, he knows what they're thinking
mm-hmm.
and can pretty much tell you their next move.
Right.
And so in my family, it was very much like that. My mother was very psychic. My dad is very intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And so between the two of them, you know, and I think that Sabrina will eventually, like you said, come into her own, and
right.
she'll find what her niche is.
Yeah.
You know, now Selena, on the other hand, as we both know, had displayed these abilities from
mm-hmm.
very, very young.
Yeah.
You know, she was practically a baby when all this started.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm proud of you that you haven't stifled it, because I think when you do, it creates other problems down the road.
Right. And I always took that advice from you even back then. You know,
mm-hmm.
I know she feels comfortable coming to me, and even Sabrina letting me know, you know, how they're feeling or what's going on, or, you know, sometimes she was like, Mom, do you have a headache? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, because I feel it.
Yeah, yeah. And see,
yeah.
I think that Sabrina, is it Sabrina or Selena that does this?
Selena does that.
Selena.
Yeah.
Selena is what I would call an empath. And when you say an empath, that's like a blanket covering for, like, psychic mediums, like what I do, clairvoyance. They actually feel the emotions of other people.
And sometimes she does that. She does that a lot. And
yes,
she says sometimes
indeed.
She can feel the energy from everybody else, and either
mm-hmm.
she'll take from them or they'll take from her.
Right. And that's the hardest, I guess, ability that a human being has to deal with is the empath, because they take on the energies. It's like they're this psychic antenna, and it pulls it all in.
Mm-hmm.
And when people ask me, you know, well, how can I become more psychic, I tell them, learn how to handle the energies first. The
right.
information will come. Mm-hmm. But when you take on so much of people's emotions, it can mess with you. And
exactly.
so that's why I'm glad, you know, tarot, whatever form she decides
mm-hmm.
that can pass this energy through will be very beneficial to her, because that really is the main issue here.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, to enhance the abilities, because I think that'll come as time goes on
mm-hmm.
as she works with it. It's handling the energy of other people. And you know as well as yourself, I mean, during the course of working, you know, for a living, you could walk into a room and you can immediately pick up vibes, so to speak.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, and she has to learn how to, you know, remember the old saying, the same clothes you got mad in, you can get glad in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like walking into a room, and if you're feeling that negativity, say, nope, this is not touching me.
Yeah, I mean, and they've done it. Both of them have done that to me. We'll walk into Walmart or HEB, and Mom, let's go. What's the matter? Let's go. I don't want to be in here. Something don't feel right. Both of them have done it to me. I'm like, okay, well, let's go. I mean, and I don't push it. I'm like, no. I'm like, okay, let's go. Because I know they're not comfortable. Something around there is not right. So that then that's my cue. It's like, okay, let's go. I listen. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. That, yeah, and see, you know, now, as time goes on, as their mom, if you feel that they're becoming too inundated with these impressions, then there are some things that, you know, off the air, I can show you or teach you what to do to help kind of tone it down a little bit so that they're not so sensitive to every little thing.
Right.
See what I'm saying? And work with them on that, and who's the, is it, there's one that loves jewelry, which one is it?
That's Selena.
I can feel it.
And
you
actually, she's getting into more of
crystals and gems.
That, and then also, because I have bought her some beads, just some plain crystal beads, you know, that you use for decoration.
Yes.
I have bought some, and she was just touching them and feeling them, and she's like, Mom, she was getting so relaxed. Like, those crystals were just taking the negative energy that she had with her, and she was just releasing them into them crystals. And
wonderful.
So good.
That's how I do. That's my personal thing. I use crystals and stuff because I can just feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do, it's like, oof. It just comes over me, and it, you know,
I could tell the difference in her. She's like, oh, my God, this feels so good. So, but she's big into that, and she's also big into the makeup. Right now she's still undecided as to what she wants to do. But at first it was being in forensics because she's real good in science. But then she's like, no, that's not what I want to do. Now she's into makeup artists. So we went from forensic to makeup artist.
Yeah, and you know why? Because that's the empathic energies at work, and I'll tell you why. I know one year I went into this big thing about wanting to learn French, and I was driving everybody crazy. I needed to learn how to speak French. Why? I don't know. I just want to learn a different language.
And you know, with her, it's Asian. She's big into Asian, Japanese, Korean. Anything oriental.
Anything with an oriental bent.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good, though. But with me, on my end of it, it was my next client happened to be a French lady.
Wow.
But see, at her age and in the era that she's in now, where it's a little bit more accepted than it was in, you know, the day of the Dark Ages.
Yes, I know.
She may be, you know, picking up on that, you know, for herself.
Yeah.
And that may be something, you know, where it's going for her. So, you know, she's so young yet. I mean, but she's not a baby, but she's not fully grown. So
right. She
certainly has a lot of latitude to, you know, discern what is best for her. And it may change 3 or 4 times. But you're going to notice a recurring theme, so to speak. There's going to be something that's always there.
Mm-hmm.
As time goes on and different things come in and out, you'll see where her heart is at. You know what I'm saying? It'll kind of make itself known. And I feel, for some reason, that eventually she's gonna be working for the government. I don't know at this point in what capacity, but I do feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she may, you know, but I do feel it's a governmental type of energy for her. But she'll do very well.
Yeah,
she'll do very well.
I know she will.
Yeah. So how do you feel about that, Mom?
Actually, I'm very proud of both of them. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very proud of both of them, and I support them with everything. You know, I'm the one they run to. You know, with everything that's going on here, I'm the one that they run to.
Well, let me ask you this. If there's anyone out there listening that their children are showing these types of abilities, what advice would you give them at this point? Because you are, you know, actively raising these children, mm-hmm. and, you know, you're going through it. So what can you tell them?
Basically, listen to them. Listen to what they're telling you. Don't make them feel like they're crazy. Don't make them feel like they're losing it, like that it's not true. That being very supportive, and that if they have no understanding of what's going on or what they're feeling, look for it, research it, find out where is this coming from, why is this happening, because they're not. The information that they come up with is within them. You know, they're not making it
up. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and when I know they're telling me, Mom, this, I'm like, okay, now how do you feel about that? Where, how did it come about? You know, was it in a dream? Was it something that she just felt? You know, what was she doing at the time? You know, that's what I do for them, to allow them to talk it out. Because if they can't run to anybody, a parent, to talk to them, then who else are they going to talk to?
Yeah, and not only that, but I know myself, from my own personal experience, you know, there have been times when you can actually, you know, you feel like you're being crucified. And to me, I'll tell them this. Do not give a rat's behind of what people think. It doesn't matter what they think.
No.
Because thoughts go in and out, and, you know, one person's opinion, 10 people's opinion, in the grand scheme of things, of millions and millions of people, does not make a difference in your child's life.
Right.
You know, it's the quality of time and the information and the communication, especially. Because what you're actually helping them to do is define and discern these energies so that they know, like, okay, when I feel this means that, so to speak, and
right.
it's processed immediately. Because if it's not processed immediately, you become stuck and you become stagnated, and eventually it leads into childhood depression. And which could
or
lead to drug abuse.
Or they'll either form themselves or become a shell and not talk to anybody, or they'll be acting out, one of the two.
Right, exactly. So I think that's extremely important advice. Your children are our gifts.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at them. Even though there were times I wanted to throw them up against the wall. No,
exactly.
I didn't say that.
No, but I feel you, sister. I feel you. Exactly.
But they were, they're grown men now, but they're still my babies. Sorry, you know.
Of course. They always will be. They always will be.
So, and they're our gifts. So, but thank you so much for calling in, and I will definitely talk to you soon, and just go ahead and email me if, you know, you need any assistance with this at all. And I love you, and I miss you.
I do, too. I love you, too.
And one of these days, if I ever figure out how to turn back the hands of time, a lot of things would change, hon.
I know. Believe me, I know.
Give my regards to the family.
I will. But I'll be emailing you later.
Okay, baby girl.
All right. I'll talk to you.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye.
Well, that was a blast from the past, but in any event, yes, Letty is raising two psychic daughters, and I imagine that's got to be a handful. I know it is. But we were talking basically about the 2012 thing with, you know, energies accelerating, and I think as human beings collectively, you know, we are evolving as a species. And I don't mean to sound so clinical about it, but technically, that's what we are. And yes, we have emotions, but so do dogs. But, you know, and I'm not trying to downgrade the human aspect of it. what I am saying is that we are coming into our own. In other words, there are certain things in your lives that you're going to find are starting to fall by the wayside. Things that were so important to you, things that you clung to, and I'm not even talking about people. I am technically talking about belief systems, about everything under the sun that is no longer serving you. It's like you're changing, you're morphing, you're actually in the act of becoming. But when you're in the act of becoming, it's like that caterpillar that changes into that butterfly. You know, you're half butterfly and you're half caterpillar, and it's a very uncomfortable feeling. It's transformation, and sometimes it feels like shifting sands. You haven't quite let go of the past. You've got one foot in the past, and the future is not quite, you know, it hasn't quite arrived yet. So you've got one foot in the future, and you feel sometimes as if you're being pulled in two different directions. But this is what change is about. This is the heart and soul of change. It's not a very comfortable feeling. It's shaking things up. It's tossing them in the air. But this time, instead of allowing the pieces to fall where they may, now we're understanding that maybe we could suspend those pieces on top of us until we're ready to have them come down, and have them come down in a pattern that's conducive to be a fuller expression of our own divine nature. And I feel like maybe not for all of you, but for many of you, this is what's happening, and I want you to know that this is not necessarily, it's not at all a bad thing. It's just an uncomfortable place. And even in as far as relationships are concerned, a lot of new, you know, old relationships, new relationships, we're looking at each other in a different way. We're starting to see things in a different light. And this is also a good thing. It kind of reminds me of when, you know, the Bible says to turn the other cheek. Well, for years, you know, I always thought that meant, oh, let me be a human walking mat, you know, just walk all over me, but I'm turning the other cheek. And I realized one day that that's not at all what it meant. It suddenly dawned on me that if you turn your cheek, you got to turn your head. And when you turn your head, you're turning your eyes right along with it. And in other words, to me, turn the other cheek always meant, not always, but it came to me that it means, look at this whole situation from a whole new perspective. Because if you're looking out of one window and see, you know, nothing but barren, empty trees, and then you turn your head and look at that other window, and all of a sudden you see the new shoots of grass coming through the ground, it's really a metaphor for just seeing things in a different light. So, therefore, I think that more people are literally turning the other cheek. We're looking at each other differently. We're reevaluating what is important to us, what is serving us, and basically separating the wheat from the chaff. Now, where is this all leading? Well, I wish I could say, well, this is how it's going to be. But I don't believe in that. I think as creative beings, I think that we're, you know, writing the script as we go, and we're growing with it, and hopefully laying a solid foundation for future generations. And some of these symptoms that can come along with this can be very physical, by the way. You could become very confused, almost disoriented. You almost feel sometimes a little bit paranoid because you think you're being watched, but actually that is other, you know, dimensions of time and space kind of around you. You're just more sensitive to it. Ringing in the ears, dizziness, sometimes nausea, sometimes just a knot in your gut. And so therefore what happens is that you think, I mean, I'm not saying not to get medical attention, of course, if any of these symptoms occur. But sometimes they can be very indicative of psychic energy and your just growing sensitivity to it. And so you know, like I said, learn how to use these energies because they are strong energies. They will affect you physically. I know that there was a time when I did a group session and there must have been about 20 people, and when I went into session, I was just literally pouring sweat. I mean, it just, the energies were so high and my body was not actually prepared to receive these energies, and that's how it manifested. It's not going to hurt you. It's just that it's like, whoa. So, you know, sometimes if you want to go down this path and do something like this, then you have to realize that other things come along with it. And so, therefore, even if it's a 5-minute walk a day, that will certainly help alleviate some of these energies that are coming to you. And when you don't listen to your intuition, usually, it'll keep knocking, and eventually, you know, when you don't listen, the depression will follow. And I think that the main problem with this is trusting what you're sensing. I know the biggest 99% of following intuition or psychic guidance or whatever you want to call it is the element of trust involved. Am I hearing or am I seeing or am I dreaming, feeling, whatever? Is this true? Can I trust it? Well, you know what? You're going to sometimes have to take that leap of faith, and sometimes it may not be the correct thing to do. And I don't think it's a right or wrong situation. I think it boils down to an element of what you prefer to experience. So if you're trying to make a decision about something and you don't feel right about any of it, that's just a way of saying, back off, I'm not ready to make this decision. But if you have to make one, you want to get to the point where it can be almost immediate. You just have that inner knowing saying, yeah, let's go for this, or no way, Jose. You know, it's just that kind of feel. But to get, now some people have this on a very instinctive level. They can do it immediately, but most of us cannot. You know, we just go around and around. And so that's why I say work with yourself. Know thyself. And, excuse me, when you do this, you'll be able to discern what is happening to you when you feel like you're being guided and you're wondering, well, if I make the wrong decision, the consequence will be this. Then ask yourself, is this what I prefer to experience? And if it's not, then don't do it. It's as simple as that, regardless of what it is. A lot of people out there, you know, we live in a world of choice. We make many, many choices during the course of a day. That's, you know, basically what it's compromised of. Even some of it is on a subconscious level. We just automatically do things, but there still is choice involved. I don't want the element of choice to paralyze you into moving forward, because I think that we usually connect the power of choice and decision with the power of the action to get it done. So in other words, separate the two. Just because you make a decision and just because you make a choice does not mean that you have to act on it immediately if the situation warrants that. But once you make up your mind to do something, it's still within your realm or your scope of authority to proceed at your choice of time. And I realize life is not, that black or white. There are going to be some times when you have to make immediate decisions. Now, unless these decisions are life or death related, and even if they were, you know, I mean, usually that's a medical choice or something like that, but I know that you have to obviously weigh the odds and see, you know, and if you decide, well, I cannot live this way, so I'd rather do this and take a chance, that's still within your scope of authority. And that is what discerning these energies are all about. because I know when I first connected with those from the other side who have passed over, the voices that I would hear in my head were my own. And I thought to myself, wow, I'm really losing it. Either that or I'm becoming, you know, schizophrenic or something, because this is not right. And as I worked with it and then, you know, decided, okay, these voices are continuing. They're not leaving you alone. And I did not want to go to a doctor, tell him I was hearing voices in my head and that they were my own, and the fact that I did not want to take medication. So I began to work with myself and say, okay, even if these are my voices, then what am I trying to tell myself? What is going on here? And little by little, you know, it was a process. And then I began to realize, as I knew, began to know myself or my inner dialogue, my inner language, I realized what was happening. And then the breakthrough came where it wasn't my voice that was telling me things. Then I was actually hearing the voice of the person or the individuals that had passed over. But this did not happen overnight. Now, this is not to say that it would take years and years to accomplish, but for me, it was a process. It was a series, you know, just like anything else. The natural ability has always been there since I was a child, but to refine it and define it, it's a constant ongoing process. It's an evolutionary process. So, you know, if you decide that this is the area that you want, I mean, I'm not talking about doing this for a living, obviously, but to come in to get in touch with your own intuition, with your own knowing, I think usually after living life on Earth for a number of years, a lot of this just comes naturally with time. My concern is more about the younger people, the teenagers, who are so open to these energies that it literally bombards them and could take them on a path that is less than desirable. So that's why I'm a huge proponent in saying, if you have young children, if you have teenagers or young adults that seem to be experiencing, for instance, that, you know, unless there was some kind of other trauma involved in their life, that they're doing drugs or there's certain peer pressure involved, look to see if they are experiencing psychic abilities. Because I do know that many of the people, clients that I've spoken to who have had children, and I wouldn't call them children, I would say they were, you know, basically older teens, young adults in their 20s that, you know, went to drugs and had a pattern of this, if there was no indication of abuse or something that would cause them to self-medicate in that way, I found that a lot of them displayed a high degree of psychic ability. And I'm not saying that the psychics are an alternative, but they can certainly be worked in conjunction with an appropriate program to help them process whatever's happening to them, because the brain is, you know, chemically related. And I know that for myself, chemicals, you know, they can either shut you down in a heartbeat if the chemicals in the brain are not correct. And so this is something that it's nothing new, but it's certainly opening up your awareness to the situation. Just don't discount the individual because you think they're acting out or something like that. There could be other reasons involved that you may not have had any concept of to begin with, namely, you know, psychic ability. So I'm just adding that as an extra, you know, addendum to what may be wrong and correcting it. So tonight, like I said, we are basically doing really well, and I wanted to say that way back when I was very young and displayed these abilities, you know, going back to the criminal aspect, one of the things that I would eventually love to do is to do psychic ability for criminal investigations. That's always been a passion with me, and I think that basically started at my mother's knee, because growing up in New York City, we, you know, were made very aware of the dangers that could befall a child. We were taught, you know, never talk to strangers, don't accept candy. But with today's technology and stuff like that, it's not that simple anymore. So my mother was a very unique individual in that she never really treated me as a child in a sense. She always came at me in a way that was very direct. And the way she would teach me at about 6 years of age to not talk to strangers and to be, in other words, where I lived, it was the streets of, you know, downtown New York. And so she would tell me, always walk down the middle of the street, never walk to your left because the car, someone could pull up in a car and pull you in the car, and never walk too close to a building because someone can pull you in the building. Always walk down the middle of the street. And then she would buy these true crime magazines, and at 6 years old, she would show me the pages of the, you know, 1950s woman with the bleach blonde hair and the bright red lipstick and the hand over the mouth in the facial expression of horror. And it usually was a woman in the middle of the woods, and said, "This can happen to you." So from that point on, I thought, it entered my consciousness that there were people that could hurt other people. And so therefore, from a very young age, I was introduced to the world of true crime in a method that I would say is a little bit unorthodox, but very effective nonetheless. And through the years, it has continued to grow, and I realized that, of course, there are some people out there that are basically the same way. So when you're dealing with children and things of that nature, do not shortchange your children into thinking just because they're young, they don't understand. They do understand. They understand more than we give them a lot more credit for. And it's never too early. And I don't mean to put, you know, the fear of, you know, horror into them, but to make them consciously aware. And in my time, it was called having a little street smart. I feel that in many ways, we can teach our children to be strong and, you know, to walk a path that's, you know, basically one of what's right for them and coming into our own with these kinds of things. So, and, you know, with, like I said, with the technology today, with fingerprinting and everything else, I think we can do a lot more than we're doing because it just breaks my heart to see these children just snatched. Now, of course, I do believe with all my heart, and although I am reluctant to say, I do believe that little Kaylee was killed by her mother. I don't have any doubt about that, regardless of what she says. I mean, to me, that, you know, and I'm not usually a type of person that, you know, it's you're guilty and have to be proven innocent. It's just a gut knowing. That's all there is to it. But in the case of little Haley and others, these children, you know, are out there and they may be suffering some horrors. And why is this happening? Why are we allowing this as a nation to happen? Our children are just being plucked out of our yards. You know, this is not a little girl that was wandering the road and was not being attended to. She was in her own bed. I mean, if the story of that is true, and we'll play devil's advocate and say, yes, that's the way it went down. So teach your children, because if, you know, who knows, you know, what can happen next, and we want to be aware of where they are at all times, and these things can, you know, they don't have to happen as frequently as they do. All right, now, keep in mind that I will be back in a couple of weeks, and we will continue, obviously, on a different, you know, topic of discussion. And so with that in mind, we're going to now, let's see. Okay. So let me get back to my, I'm really, you know, jazzed about this solfeggio frequency stuff. And the reason why I say that is because I've always believed, you know, like I said, we as human beings, she's only 10% of our brain. And I find it really phenomenal that we do and can accomplish so much. And as we evolve, you know, I think Einstein used something like 12 or 14%. And can you imagine, as we evolve as a human race, what we basically will be capable of? And the reason why I'm saying that is in these times, with so many issues going on in regards to finances and people, you know, out of jobs and everything else, sometimes, just every now and then, even if it's 5 minutes a day, donate your thoughts to a higher working or a higher understanding. In other words, take your mind off your problems, because the more you think about them as a problem, the bigger they're going to get. It's just like this ball of energy is just going to keep growing and growing. And I can promise you that all the worry in the world is not going to make it change. That's just not the way it works. I know this for a fact. You have to change your thoughts about what is happening. I can tell you, even if you're crashing and burning at this point, it's not a bad thing. It just means a new order is, you know, a new life, a new way of living, a new step in the right direction for you is just coming to pass. And sometimes it's very hurtful to go through certain things, and it's extremely uncomfortable. But still, by the same token, at the end of the day, it's going to be fine. It will be all good. There, you know, I know that in this country we have children that are starving. They shouldn't be. Not in a country like this. It's ridiculous. But we do, and there's no reason for it. And so I do know, if I'm not mistaken, I think there's a television show, I'm not sure which one it is, but I think the name of the website is strength.org, and they have committed themselves to helping children specifically in the United States, to help with children who are going hungry at night. And so I will double check that, but I do believe that's the name of the website, strength.org. And just go there and read about it. And sometimes when, in order to get away from our own problems, you know, it's like step outside of ourselves and just try to do something nice for someone else. I think that changes the whole dynamics of things. And the next time we get together, we're going to be touching on a pretty touchy subject. And I would love to hear your comments and your thoughts about it. And basically, it's going to involve belief systems and what is serving you and what isn't, and how does religion play a part of that. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I've noticed that most of us, you know, for the most part, have grown up in an organized religion type of environment. Some of us haven't, but most of us have. And I noticed that those who are either have made a crossover or a transition into a different belief system, they sometimes are falling through the cracks. In other words, they're personal religion no longer serves them. Maybe they feel as if they've outgrown the old rules and regulations, and so they're looking for something else, and they go on this spiritual seek and find mission, and they're not quite, it's not so much understanding it, but they're not quite comfortable with it, and they really are not sure what to do with it. And so you can get caught up in what I call that spiritual madness, so to speak. But really, what you're doing is trading one thing for the other. You just put a different label on it. So for those of you who are interested, tune in a couple of weeks, and we will discuss that. Because I know that there are a lot of people that, you know, feel like they're falling through the cracks. and they're just kind of a little bit, feeling a little bit without any support or no solid ground to stand on. It's like you may be serving your God, but is your God serving you? That is the question. So with that in mind, we're going to end the show. Thank you for my call-ins tonight. Thank you so much for sharing a personal part of your lives with me. I appreciate you. I love you all, and I hope to talk with everyone real soon. And so basically just take care and have a wonderful week ahead. Good night. Bye-bye.